Yo. Welcome back to the Par Bar Show. This is your boy Vince T, and along with me is Dr. Twisted.
Truly.
And along with us is Auntie Coco.
Hello.
Yo. If you guys are out there, shout out to our boy Deep Rooted, always.
Oh my god.
Yo. In the chat.
My fave.
Yes.
We were just talking about you too.
We were just talking about your ass.
We were.
In a good way. In a good way.
Very good way.
But let's get the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, so we're gonna cheers.
Oh yeah,
cheers. Damn, Auntie Coco.
I know. Well, it was a setup time.
I took too long?
No, I was just enjoying it.
We're not live yet.
So then I could enjoy it as a shot with you.
We're not live yet. I don't see us. We're not live yet.
Refresh it.
What?
Huh?
Auntie Coco.
What?
Oh yeah, Auntie Coco runs on the stream time, not when we're recording. So she's literally like 10 seconds behind, which is why we titled this episode "We Just Woke Up," because Auntie Coco, for whatever, a brief story, we have a group chat, obviously, but me and Mark will be trying to plan stuff out and get things going, and then we're like, all right, Auntie Coco will just catch up to us when she's awake.
Two days from now.
All right. There it goes, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, no response, 4 or 5. I got to hit Mark up on the side. Hey, Mark, let's troll her ass real quick.
Yep, for sure. Let's do it.
And then we're like, okay. Hello, it's Go-Go.
Hello.
You alive out there?
All caps.
Yeah. And then she goes, oh shit. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm down. Like, some minimal ass response. And it's like, all those hours for those 18 words.
That's what happens when you fuck with a stoner, dude.
Yes. Hey, man.
I mean,
now that I'm retired, man, it's sure, all day, every day, 420, round the clock.
Every day is 420, man.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Well, guys, thanks again for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and like all of our stuff. Our last episode didn't come out because got corrupted, nah? But it's all right.
It's corrupt.
Got corrupt.
Just like the world.
Corrupt. Like the rapper?
Corrupt.
I'm corrupt.
Yeah.
Isn't that place on the way up to Vegas? Corrupt?
Hmm?
Corrupt.
Huh? Perump. That's Perump.
Oh, that's it's the same thing. Shit.
I was like, what way you take? You take the back roads?
The Diddy's house.
Whoa.
The back door. Take the back door road.
We don't get to Diddy. We don't get to, Diddy's ass. We get to his ass.
I know. I just wanted to set it off a little bit.
Yo, but we had a lot of things going on since our last episode. Both congratulations to Mark and Auntie Coco for being involved in a great CCF this year. Round of applause for
it
you guys.
It was an honor. It was an honor.
Hey, just so everybody knows, Auntie Coco is now a professional comedian.
That was my first festival, so I officially am... I'm professional
she's
now.
She's now professional.
I am, for real.
No, it was dope. You guys killed it. Auntie Coco, you were on stage. How was that for you?
It was very nerve-wracking because I was a little... Well, I was nervous mostly, and I knew my program wasn't very long. I didn't know how it was going to go. And then to be far, I was a little even more nervous because, you know, you can't really see people. But it was a great experience to be up there just because I could see everybody and I could, you know, it just felt great. And I just felt really like a part of something, like I was contributing, but then I was also a part of it. I wanted to do more after that, I think. Sure. So the greatest experience I got out of it was that I cannot wait to do more next year. Mm. I want to do better. And I was just so grateful for the opportunity to have that platform. I'm new to comedy. So it was awesome for me to be able to be there at the CCF to do that more and an honor than anything, really. But it was very exhilarating. Even the weather was crazy, but it's still, you know, Chamorro's. They show up no matter rain or shine.
They persevere.
You know, we are down to party. Jeez, and you know what? We migrate and we connect. And it was awesome. The rain did not really keep people away. It was heavy for a minute there and we found alternatives. You guys did. So awesome. You know, big applause to you. But yeah, it was fucking cool. It was cool. I loved it.
Know. I don't know what the hell she saw. When I saw the rain, I saw everybody leave that bitch.
Well, of course you're going to leave. We don't like
well,
it.
Well, then don't be saying that we're going to stick it out. And you like,
went
the
to
party.
The, but you went to the gymnasium, so you found another.
No, I went up the street to go eat because I was going to stay in the
you're
fucking
so
rain.
Stupid,
I did.
I know you did because I was talking to you, but I'm just saying.
But I thank you, but.
You found a way to keep it going. Yes. Everybody left. They came back when the rain settled a little bit.
Big crowd. The big crowd went over to the gymnasium.
But they went to the gym or they went to go eat. Mm-hmm. And then
some other place in the venue to support the.
No, I still support it.
To support the vendors that were there, you know. Support a local business instead, you know, that's cool.
He's calling you out, I think.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
That's right.
Shit. Shout out to, once again, Dom, and shout out to Stacy. Thank you for tuning in. Mark, how was CCF for you? You were behind the scenes for the whole thing, actually. not really just on the day, but more of planning and getting everything involved. So,
It was cool, man. It was definitely a learning experience for me. I was somewhat involved with it last year, putting it together. But this year I was more hands-on. There was a lot of, cause I was also part of the logistics team.
Oh, nice.
Which was another big learning curve for me because there was a lot of questions that came up about, you know, do we have this? Do we have this? What's required here? What's required there? And I'm like, shit, I don't know. You know, so
I'm just here to like help out. And
yeah. You know, so, you know, having to find that stuff out now, you know, I'm a good note taker with stuff like that. Now I have a list of what we're going to need for the following year. And, you know, where I got to go to get this stuff, how to set it up. As far as the entertainment goes, that was nerve-wracking because up until, like, say, a couple of days before the actual event, our lineup wasn't full yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was just because we hadn't gotten response and confirmation back from the people who we sent the invites out to.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, people like to lag.
And, well, yeah,
you know, and that
island time,
yeah, you know, and that's
just joking.
It's cool. I appreciate that they were all there, but man, I appreciate it better if, you know, the time frame of you confirming would get better.
So, yeah,
this is Mark complaining in the most corporate way that we can.
Generous, yeah. Yes, very good.
Just tell them how it is, bro.
Just saying, we need to get it tighter. People need to respond sooner.
Look,
we need to get this
is what needs
like
to happen. Y'all motherfuckers need to get me your shit when I ask you for
now.
Your shit. All right? I'm tired of fucking chasing motherfuckers down.
There you go.
All right?
Let
get
know,
your
Mark.
Shit in okay. Like you're supposed to. We want to be professional. Let's be professional here. Get the shit in when I ask for it.
Yes.
Now, with that said, everybody did a really good job. No, I'm seriously like the dance groups themselves, man. My hat's out to those dance groups, those kids that were out there, and they were getting dumped on.
Yeah,
they were getting dumped on, and no matter
how
what,
do you know, you went to go eat.
Yeah, somewhere else.
You said fuck those kids.
Would you go up the street to Angelo's Burgers? Probably. Anyways,
I should have went there.
Should have. I heard the rib.
There was
good.
A lot of Angelo's Burgers. What's is that? Their McDonald's over in Oceanside or what?
I don't know. I honestly thought it was a like a shutdown In-N-Out that they renamed. But from what I understand, it's actually a pretty good little eatery. Yeah, you know.
Shut down.
In-N-Out. Fucking Angelo took over.
And we don't want no In-N-Out here. We want Angelo.
Well, you look at it, it looks like it was.
What's up, Angelo?
With the color scheme that they use, it looks like In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up?
From Dom.
Huh?
You want to go ahead and announce that?
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
Oh, yeah. So, but yeah, so overall, if I can chime in on that, I was just an attendee this year just because I was a little overwhelmed with a lot of things going on leading up to the event. So one thing I denied it like being involved, but one thing I don't want to do, especially with our own people, is half-ass it.
Yeah.
So I want to give everything that I can, you know. I don't want to be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then be like, oh yeah, you know, where you at? And like all these kind of crazy things. So if I know I can't do it, I'm not going to put my community in that position.
Yeah. And you don't want to be that guy. You know,
no, definitely that, but more so for the entirety of the festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be that guy. Like if I know I can't do it, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be like, hey guys, not this year. I've just got too much going on my plate. You know, life happens. And
well, you want to show up if you say that you're gonna show up. And so if you know that you can and you know that you are limited, it's actually much more, it's a stronger self-awareness for you to kind of recognize that, you know what, exactly. I just don't have the capacity for this right and now. I will dedicate more of it next year. You definitely. Can guarantee and I, that. And you know what I mean?
And I'll put it out right now. Yeah, I definitely plan on being involved next year. And
me too.
Doing a lot of things behind the scenes, day of, just being present and helping out. But
I appreciate, how do we become on the team? How do we get on the team, Mark?
I just let them know. Let and them.
Hey, I'm joining the team.
Hey, we're on the team now, know. And we want some changes. I'm an expert in change management.
Yeah,
so
I let them know that we're about to change. They get your email, and then they'll send you the application, like a little resume application thing that you have to fill out for them.
I was there last year. Yeah. Let me in.
That's right. You know who I am, eh?
Umbi, Carmen Cepeda, Tyrone Woods. Let me in.
They know the Woods part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? They're all, who's
and
that?
That's all you got to do. Yeah. And then just be there online in the meetings and stuff every couple Saturdays and stuff. And
yeah. That's it. We're going to run a couple meetings. Can we shift on? Hey, we have presentations for planned out for the next few meetings.
Real quick, talking about entertainers and people that were performing there at CCF. I want to send a shout out and condolences out to one of the dance groups, Imagen Tatotano. They suffered a loss of one of their members this week, Uncle Joe Fontanilla. He passed away on Saturday. Mm. And it's a huge, huge loss. Anybody who knows Uncle Joe,
you know
that guy, he greeted you all the time with a smile, a hug, a handshake. You know, always had something fun to say, a nice conversation and everything. And it was a shock. I found out the other day, and, you know, it was a huge shock because I was just bullshitting with the guy with the days leading up to CCF and at CCF when I saw him there, you know, and to find out a week later that he's gone, you know, just a reminder that, you know, we're here on borrowed time. Mm-hmm. And when your number comes up, your number comes up. But, you know, like I said, I know it's a huge loss to that group. I saw their walk of honor that they did for him at the hospital. And I'll tell you what, it's hard to keep a dry eye when you see that. Hearing Auntie Rose, and she's singing, she's doing the chant, and you can hear the loss in her voice, you know, the emotion behind it. And I said, if you know who Uncle Joe was, you know, you can understand that. So just want to send a shout out and condolences and love to Imagen Tatotano on your loss, and the family, of course, of Uncle Joe.
Mm-hmm. Deepest sympathies.
Yeah. So
sorry.
It's crazy because, like, he was one of the ones that I knew who he was by face. Mm-hmm. And it was never like, oh, I don't think he was like my direct relative. But like, so I didn't know his name. Like, I knew who he was.
Right.
And that says a lot about the person, about him. Just like always, like you said, just always loving. Like, hey, man, how you guys doing? Like, everybody all right? You know,
always.
Always just checking up on everybody. Just every time you see him, didn't matter like where. Like, if you saw him, it was always love. Mm-hmm. And once I saw the post started coming out, I was like, oh, shit. You know. But like you said, we're all on borrowed time. So it's very important that we make it worth.
Right.
And in the right way, more so, right?
Make your impact.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, guys, for the flickering camera. I do realize that we have that going on right now. It's a new camera, so I'm trying to work things out right now. But we got two other ones. Luckily, I'm not in it because that's probably a better view. But Auntie Coco.
Yeah.
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 Did you just wake up still?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No. I woke up.
No. I'm still asleep.
She got the Tesla that can drive herself, so she took an extra nap. But yeah. Shout out to the whole all of them, all the family.
Yeah.
The dance group, everyone that just knew him on a more personal level than we do here.
Yeah.
And just, you know, reach out, and if there's anything that we can do, obviously hit us up, and we'll gladly be a part of it. But on to more, I don't want to say positive topics, but on to the next topic. But before that, once again, you're listening to the Par Bar Show on Island City. What up,
biatch?
meets the
Street Yachts.
Yes, there we go.
She's awake.
She's awake. I told you. I even had an energy drink before I came here.
Oh, well.
I needed it.
It's going to be a show. So there's been a lot of things going on this past month, well, this past couple weeks. One thing that you guys do know about us is that we like to get into the nitty gritty
about P. Diddy.
Oh, no.
We're going to save his ass to the end.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll save the P. Diddy nitty gritty for the end.
But what I wanted to do.
Because that's what he did.
Even if you were
he went in the end.
He went to the end.
Except a child.
But the. What I want to talk to you fuckers is about is the new California minimum wage for low end jobs.
Okay.
Fast food, meaning that's like the bottom of the totem pole, right? As it should be, correct?
Yeah. So yes.
So now it's crazy because, like, I don't know how people didn't see this coming. Like, as soon as this happened, everything was gonna be raised in price.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So first of all, the moral aspect. Let me ask you that, Auntie Coco. Like, what does this bring to the table now that they're raising this? Not even in like a necessary way.
Well, the raising of the minimum wage is now going to cost us the raising of everything else. And some wonderful creative ideas that California loves to do specifically to create all these other different types of taxes or payings. And the unfortunate thing, I understand that minimum wage has to change because the cost of living has changed. However, in my experience, those type of jobs that you begin at minimum wage are your springboard onto different and other things, whether you stay in that same industry and you work your way up. But raising the minimum wage, I don't know if that is a solution, because now it is also preventative from these other generations of people to get these different, you know, these basic skill type jobs. People aren't going to be leaving those jobs anymore now because right. They're going to be settling into this. $20 an hour is a pretty good, decent amount for the littlest amount of work. In my experience, again, and my generation, I'm an older person, so I'll just declare that, all right? X is the generation, okay? And so when that happens, there's a difference in perspective, and this is mine. Those jobs are for you to learn how to be better at something else, to give you the basic skills to learn how to navigate through situations and people, personalities and temperaments. And you go and you get those skills from those places like Burger King or gas stations or retail or whatever it is. And you can grow in those jobs and become managers and general managers.
Of course, yeah.
Because there are futures in those vocations as well. Mm-hmm. Those are not shitty jobs. They are jobs. Some of them can be careers, but that's the difference. You have to take that job and decide if you're going to have a career or if you're going to have a job. And that all depends on what you want to do and what your aspirations are or what your goals are or what they aren't. But the unfortunate thing is that we are raising weaker generations of people in general because of this technology and the access to it. Mm-hmm. It's not because we don't give a fuck about our kids. It's because they have access to so many other things that can pacify them, which also means they don't want to work. But the ones that do may not have that platform to go and get that general job to give them an idea that I want something more, because somebody else is going to stay in that job for a long time that they don't really need to be in. Not that they shouldn't be there, but in the cycle of growth and when you take jobs and when you elevate into different positions, it's just a natural progression.
Right.
That is going to come to a halt because people in your generation, let's say, are going to get comfortable in those roles. It's okay. It is not... For me, I'm not making a judgment about a person. I'm just saying that it's going to create a block that is not going to allow for younger generations to come in and kind of repeat the same cycles. And again, things can change. And I'm not saying everything has to be the same. But in the way of being a functioning and contributing citizen in your society, you have to gain those basic skills from somewhere. And a lot of it comes from those types of jobs.
Mm-hmm. Entry level.
Yeah. And if our kids don't have that chance to go do that because our generations before us are still there, then that's going to create an uncomfortable competition and also maybe a demise even because maybe they don't want to anymore now. So it'll be disruptive, I think. And that's just my spot. Sorry. I kind of went off a little bit on a rant, but it's it's not about, you know, cause I could get into all kinds of shit about laziness and whatever, but it's not that. If we're just looking at that and the future of how we want to keep growing our kids, We're not offering that same experience in just the basics because they got this phone and they're looking at it all day. And now I want to be an influencer. And that's not a fucking job.
No,
it is for some people. It is for some people.
There's a good argument for that.
But for how long though too, right?
Correct. But that, and I get that is now a revenue generating job. It is. It really, really is. However, before that happens, you still need basic mechanics of life. And I think there is a large portion of these influencers that come from a lot of privilege where they kind of have this time and this situation and this right. circumstance to become a creator.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's also okay. I'm not diminishing either side of privilege or struggle because I'm on the struggle side. And I had to bust my ass to give myself some motherfucking privilege. So I can go around and I can look at both of these things and kind of go, well, you know, it is going to be tough because we want our kids to be better. But if they don't have these opportunities and if they're not thinking like, I want to get the fuck out of the house and go get a job and hang out with my friends at McDonald's and go drive and go to the beach and fuck off, you know, that's kind of where they still need to be at this very young age. Even if they are in college, we have to restore a little bit of that normalcy because those are the mechanics that they're losing sitting on this phone thinking that they're going to make money putting up a fucking video that makes them oftentimes look ridiculous.
They're
you know?
Not, they're and not learning any kind
it's
of
a
work,
compromise of
work ethic, no kind of work skills.
Yeah.
And they're not learning any other skills like how to deal with people, different types of people, different personalities in the workplace. You know, everything that comes with having a job.
Sorry,
right?
I just went
no,
off.
You're good. And then, you know, the thing is that, you know, those opportunities for those jobs, for those kids out there that do want them are not going to be there because the people who are taking these fast food jobs, if you notice when you walk into these fast food places, they're older ladies, older people. Right?
Yeah.
There's somebody who's there, you know, Maria's in there supplementing her husband's landscape income. You know, so she's working there and she's getting paid this, you know, $20 an hour minimum wage wage now, you know, to help supplement that income and support the family at home. And it's no longer a job for an entry level for a high school kid that's just getting to work for me.
Right.
That's trying to get into the workforce and learn those skills, you know, to step out into the regular work world outside of a fast food or any kind of minimum wage job. Right. So now what that also creates, and I see it, is you get these kids coming up that don't have the opportunity for those jobs, don't want those kind of jobs because they're better than them. Then they end up landing a job with a company like where I'm at, where the starting rate's above minimum wage because it's actually a skill that they have to learn there. But they're coming in and they're already feeling entitled to make as much as I'm making.
Without doing the work.
Without learning what I've learned, without knowing what I know, and without doing what I've done. And doing my time to get to where I'm at, they come in entitled, the sense of entitlement that I should be where you're at right now. Why are you making what you're making? I'm here too, type of an attitude. And then those same people, they don't know how to deal with coworkers. They don't know how to deal with, you know, personality conflict, none of that shit that comes with the workplace. They don't know how to deal with it, you know, and this is the kind of shit that I'm seeing. And looking at what's going on now with the minimum wage, you know, I know I had a different stance on it in the past. In some cases, I still kind of have that stance, but I also understand and I see the other side of it. You know, we pay so much as it is now with the cost of living. Now, I just want to get a fucking burger for lunch, you know, and I'm pulling a 20 spot out just
that
to get a fucking
crazy,
burger
bro.
And some fries and a drink. Why? Because corporate is claiming that, you know, because I'm having to pay them more, I'm going to have to charge you more for your money. But if you really walk in and you see what's going on in these places now, they've reduced the size of their staff, too. You used to be able to walk into like a Jack in the Box, Carl's Jr., Burger King, and there'd be people all over the place working in there. You walk in there now, there's like 3-4 people working. That's the staff for the day.
Right.
You know, so they're making it up in two different ways. They're making it up on reducing staff, and they're making it up on increasing the price of their product.
Right.
You know, so there's some greed going on with it too. Is there something wrong with that? Could be, but at the same time, they're in the business of making money.
Right.
So they're going to do what they got to do. Right. Yeah, they're going to do what they got
to
do.
It's a business, so you're going to do what you have to do.
Yeah, but...
If I can piggyback on that, I do agree. So when I first heard about this, I said this should only be available to... it should have an age requirement, meaning, in my opinion, maybe like 40 and up.
40 years old and up?
Yes.
For the... increased minimum wage?
Correct. And the reason I said that is because, like you said, like the ones that are actually working this, they have already lived enough life to try and do something. Or, you know, something happens where maybe...
For years, they didn't have to do shit, right?
Right.
So say like what you're saying, and not to cut you off, but in that case where she was the stay-at-home mom, she didn't have to have any real... outside of the house work skills, right? Her job was staying home, taking care of husband, everything, right?
That was the role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, economics or the economy has us where we are. Now she has to step outside of the home and get some kind of a job.
Sure.
This is the only job that she can do. Well, she knows how to clean. She knows how to work in a kitchen, you know, so she gets that job working at a fast food place. And now she's doing that to help with the income at home, where in the past that wasn't a necessity. Now it is, right? So I see what you're saying. Where that young kid in high school doesn't need that $20-something an hour job.
You know? And I don't think that he should have the $20 an hour job.
No, starting out,
I think it needs to be a minimum wage because mm-hmm. that's what it has to be to gain those skills. You have to kind of earn that and gradually grow because it has to give you a reason to want more.
But
if you come in and you can automatically like feel like $20 is a great job, you're not going to really try that hard because you know anywhere you go, you're starting off at $20, which is an amazing wage to start. And I don't care what the economy is right now. It's a great wage to start off at without knowing anything or coming in with anything.
Right.
The alternative to that, though, for some of these young kids is that I would like to believe it, but maybe it gives them an opportunity to think about something different too, where it's like, okay, well, if this is not my avenue, then I've just got to be more creative. I've got to try harder. I've got to do something else. It's unfortunate, but that's what it's going to lead to is that there, you'll have to find an alternative. But do you remember what your thought was about that?
Besides the age requirement, and really, that's my thing because I do have a soft spot when I do see elderly people working at Jack in the Box or like all these different low end spots.
Yeah, I do too.
Because it shows that their work habit and morale hasn't changed because they're still out there trying to do it. They're still trying to, you know, make a honest living,
mm-hmm.
like show up to work and do all these things. And that's why I said this is not, I don't think this should apply across the board as far as these 18-year-old kids that are coming out of high school.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I definitely don't think that. I think this definitely should have been catered to the elderly.
Well, and you know what, too?
Go ahead.
There is that, to your point of saying that you see these older people that are there working and they're older than they should be working. It could be that they want to just kill some time. It could be that they really need to supplement some income. But that also means if you really don't want it, somebody else is going to go get it. So if you don't want it, somebody else is going to go get it. And you can't be mad about that because if you wanted it, you could have it.
Yep.
This is truly cliche. It is a land of opportunity. If you want something in this fucking particular country, you can get whatever you want. So if you don't want it, you better believe that somebody else wants it and they're going to go get it. So it's up to you too. Even as a young kid, how bad do you fucking want it? Do you want to go to work or not? Do you want to work for it or not?
Mm-hmm.
There is still that. There is still that.
Yeah.
It is up to that child too.
Nobody's giving you shit in this world. You got to go out there and get it.
How bad do you want it? If you don't want it, believe it. Somebody else does.
Yep.
And it's that older person or it's a person that's a little bit younger or whatever. So to that point too,
might need it.
Yeah, yeah, you have to, you have to support anybody. Mom, you know? Listen, whatever. Anybody who is out there working is out there working because they need you, because they want you, because they have to, or for whatever reason. And if our kids are not going to go and have that wherewithal to go get those jobs themselves, as a parent, you have to know you have done everything that most of you have done everything that you can for your kids to make sure that they are set. Hey,
I'll cheers today.
Hey, hey. I'm not even playing, okay, because I have seen some shitty-ass parenting. I'm an observer of many things, guys. I'm an observer of many things.
We have noticed. We have noticed.
So, you know, give it to those people because you know what? They are the ones. So, no, it is. If you really want it, child, you're going to go out and get it. And if you don't want to or if your parents gave you too much privilege, it doesn't matter. You are still growing. As you grow, you need to learn and retain some of that self-awareness because if you don't want it, then it ain't going to be yours.
To the punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's more talented. Somebody's stronger. It doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is how bad.
Yep. Mm. Those jobs right there are supposed to be starter jobs to see, you know, I'll use an example of my son. Okay. My son had an opportunity right out of high school to come work with me. Didn't want to do it. I'm like, all right, cool. He goes out. He found his own job. That's great. Not mad at him, you know. He goes out, he realizes, okay, yeah, I could hold down a job. Goes and finds another job, a little better. Paying him pretty good. He's doing good. It's in retail. Everybody who's ever worked retail, you know what retail is like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not somewhere you want to fucking plant your roots. So now he's at a point where, you know, he wants to get his life moving forward. He wants to do something better. So now he's beating on my door. You know, hey, can I get in where you're at?
Now, what'd you say?
I said, yeah. I said, yeah, of course, because now, yeah, he's my son and all. I'm going to be a little bit, you know, favored towards him.
You're trying to help him.
What time is it?
But at the same time, you know, I've worked for my reputation, and I don't want to just put my name on anybody. Even if he is my own kid. So I wanted to make sure
on that.
Before I was able to do that, that I could see for myself that he's able to hold down a job. And he was able to hold down. He's able to hold down a job. He was able to advance in that job to where he's at now.
Right.
Oh, your son?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was able to advance up in his job to where he's at now. In fact, he just told me yesterday they just gave him another raise.
Good for him.
You know,
congrats.
I'm like, cool, yeah, look at
this. How bad do you want it? Maybe he didn't want it at that time. He changed his mind.
There's that brass ring they keep hanging out in front of you to keep you working retail, you know, but... yeah, he wants out, and he wants to do something better with himself. He wants to do somewhere he's making more money, good. You know, something where he can actually use and learn some kind of a trade and a skill to make his living, which is fucking honorable.
Good job, son. Yeah. See, and that is at least he knew he wasn't ready.
Good job.
Exactly. And then he came to you and said, hey, what do you think? Yep. And then you put out your little rings of fire and said, do, and he was like, okay.
Yep. So
he still did what he had to do to get there. He's doing it all now.
And that motherfucker plugs away, man. I will take my hat off to him. You know, there's days I'm like, come on, man, let's go fishing. I got to work. Fuck that. Call in sick. I can't. And he won't do it.
Call in sick. Yeah, oh my God. Look at you. Yeah.
Call in sick. We're going fishing.
I'm into it.
But yeah, but he won't do it. You know, and I look at that. I don't get mad at him. I respect that. I'm just like, that's cool, man.
Are you recording
his work ethic is strong enough whereas he's like, nah, man, I'm on the schedule to work. I'm going to work.
That's right.
You know, so I'm like, all right, cool. Well, I'm going fishing because I'm off.
Well, that's what you deserve, right? So last point to kind of wrap this whole thing up, and this was a more recent thought, was that I think with this whole minimum wage thing, especially in the food industry, I think it's going to present an opportunity, like you said, for startup businesses that show up at farmers markets and all these little businesses to kind of have some spotlight because they're not going to be charging as much. Well, or even if they are, it's going to be higher quality.
It's
going to
be worth
food.
Yeah, because that minimum wage requirement's only, or the minimum wage is required only for a certain amount of employees.
Right.
So, people are going to think about it. If they're going to go, or who are you going to pay? Are you going to pay Vons, or do you want to pay a farmer that's in your neighborhood that's at Bonita Golf Course posted up with all their fruits and vegetables?
Yep. Right.
You know, it's a code of moral in a way, what's going to kind of be enforced.
Court of moral, and you're looking out for your own pocketbook too, really.
You know, your own people. Sure. Like your people in your community that are out there, like doing it and hustling it. That's the perception, right? That's that's the perception that's going to like generate a different kind of spend, I think.
Yep. Right. And I think at that point, like you don't even have to abide by the minimum wage rule.
No, you don't.
No.
Right. Because there's, there's a minimum.
Somebody can.
There's a minimum employee requirement for the minimum wage to kick in. I think it's, 15 employees or something like that, or something like
that. Yeah, so if there's any incentive to this whole thing is that I think this is going to bring up a lot of opportunity for those that have wanted to start something, but maybe have gotten discouraged by the pricing of the corporate business, Jack in the Box, sure. McDonald's, you know what I mean? So all that, and which we know that they are delivering a higher quality of food, and just the overall concept and idea behind of what they're doing.
Yes.
I definitely do believe that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens from this. Why? Because I don't really give a fuck about like all the big corp people that got to deal with this shit. Because they're going to be millionaires no matter what.
People are going to pay. I mean, I am more willing to pay a person at a farmer's market $10 for a loaf of bread than I would if I was going to go to
Albertsons or something.
Right. Bonds or because it means more, because it's made better, because it's strong, because I'm really, really contributing to the community and not so much to the, you know, the owner of all of everything.
Right.
Right. Because there's only like, what, 4 or 5 large companies that own fucking everything.
That's why I'm like, fuck Walmart.
Shit, until you need some.
Fuck that. I don't
go
to Walmart.
Where you go? Target?
I don't go to Walmart.
Does your wife go to Walmart?
I make her.
He
take,
said, "I don't go to Walmart."
I don't go to Walmart. Just say I don't go to Walmart.
I've made her take stuff back to Walmart and get money back.
Cause you don't. You're boycotting Walmart.
Yeah, that's called scamming, bro. Mm-mm,
that's called.
Where do you shop?
Target.
You're so stupid.
Where I gotta dress up to get ready and go shopping.
Yeah. You probably get a Starbucks too.
And yeah. There, I'm recognized by all my pronouns at Target.
we're gonna get into.
I didn't know whore was a pronoun.
Wow. I was gonna say something racist, but I probably should.
Of course you were.
Racist.
Of course you were.
Like Mexican or God like?
Dang.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Pues, go ahead.
Go ahead, Vietnamese.
Let's listen
guy
to what you're going to say to Peter. You
too. Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck
you,
that. You can only get this shit on.
Did he call you a Vietnamese?
You can only get this shit here on the Parbar Show.
You can only get right here on Parbar Show.
Oh, Parbar my God.
Show. Where can you find us? Can you do an accent?
Sexy.
Oh, you can find it everywhere on that one that we listened to.
Fuck,
right now.
Man,
Apple Podcast, Spotify,
SoundCloud,
Amazon Music.
Amazon Music now.
Amazon
Music now.
And now he's Vietnamese and deaf.
YouTube. and of course,
it's not funny.
On Island City with Beat Meet Austria.
Oh, I like that. I got to make that a drop. Beat
Meet Austria.
Oh, man, we're going
to say hi to your mom.
Whole new demographic right now.
Tell
brother
your mom I say hi.
Oh, you know whose mom don't want to say hi? That's all the kids' parents of fucking Diddy.
Whoa! Bam, bam.
Diddy got some shit going, man.
Do it in the butt.
So
before
we get into the details, right? Before we get into the details,
do it in the butt all night long. Work it, work it.
Do you think
hit your asshole tonight? Stevie J did it.
This is what I get stuck with.
Stevie J did it.
This is what I get stuck with. Anticoco.
Yes.
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 Do you think it's true?
Yes.
I don't know if it's true.
Dude, there's too many people coming out about it.
I cannot agree or nor deny whether I believe it is true. All I know is I'm going to talk a lot of shit about it.
Well, when we get these jokes off, we got to be able to talk about it, right? So you don't know, you're on the fence, obviously.
No, I'm not on the fence. I believe that people with a lot of power do some fucked up shit.
It's proven.
And you know what? It's going to be the second round of it. Diddy didn't kill himself.
Diddy didn't kill himself.
You know how Epstein didn't kill himself?
Tupac?
Epstein didn't kill himself, and Diddy didn't kill himself.
He did?
When he goes to jail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Epstein definitely got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Don't you think the same thing is going to happen to Sean when it's his turn?
They're going to find him in the shower with a mop handle in his butt.
Damn!
Oh, wow! Fabuloso! Ding, Mr. Clean!
The way he wanted to go out.
The way he wanted with a smile.
Mark, Ryan, what do you think, man? You think it's You think it's true about Diddy?
You know, I have to agree with Auntie Coco said, man. The people that get into those positions of power and money,
it's so true.
They've got some fucking dark shit going on, you know. And
there's a lot of dead people too.
Yeah, you know, there's trails of bodies that are attached to all these different names. Like look at the Clintons. Look at all the body names that are attached.
There,
to all
right.
Yeah, I mean, wow. It's true. Yeah, we want to go deep. Let's go deep. That's what Diddy said. What Diddy let's said. Go deep.
That's what Diddy said.
Whoa! Wow!
It's just you know when
little
you,
sex worker.
Yeah, you listen to shit like
mute her ass. I like being on there. Go ahead, Mark.
Sex I'm worker. Just quoting 50 Cent.
Yes, that's what I was going to talk about.
I'm just quoting 50 Cent. I didn't make that up. That was 50 Cent. I should have said LSW like 50 Cent.
What
said.
Did he call him? He called him a Fruit Loop?
Little sex worker.
No, but when he was talking about how Diddy hit him up and was like, you know, we could go shopping, I'll even pay.
And I'll pay for it.
And dude, he got Diddy the Fruit Loop with this lisp that he had. He the
Listen,
Fruit Loop.
I don't care if he's gay, but he didn't have to like drug everybody to be gay.
He did. He pulled the Bill Cosby on people.
The jiggles all over the place. No.
Y'all motherfuckers is crazy.
Take my jello pudding pop. All
right, so Mark
jello pudding pop.
You agree, yeah? Mark, you agree?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm not defending people in Hollywood in the big music industry like that.
Everybody says it's true
them,
on the chat.
Hell yeah, it's true, right?
Yep, yes, see, they all say it's true. It's
see,
unanimous.
Deep Rooted said it's true, so
well,
it's got to be
I
true.
Say?
What?
It's probably true.
No, you were gonna say something else.
No.
You were thinking that Diddy's
well,
innocent.
Is, he right? can't be stopped.
Well, the thing is, like, you can. No. I'm not letting him get to me. I'm not letting
even
him get
if you were broke, my love. Don't.
So I mean, there's been plenty of things leading up to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between his
like there's some sweet talk, some nibbling on the ear. Everything
why would you
up to
have
it.
A flavor you know? Camp?
Why would you know
the fuck is a flavor camp? That was Diddy's camp for all of his like up and coming talent.
Yeah, look at Justin Bieber.
Flavor
camp, and that kid Orlando was, who's like crazy. There are so many people
who
are
Brown?
All wackadoodle. Yes.
Oh, the Disney kid.
He's all jacked up. But he was with Diddy
well,
too. They all were.
I think he did that shit to himself. But
I don't know because look at that poor Amanda Bynes girl.
Yeah.
What about her?
What do you mean? What about her? Look at her. She was fucking gorgeous and beautiful,
now
and then that fucking predator
up,
jacked
yep.
her up, and now she's all like black eyebrows.
So we're blaming somebody. Never mind.
I'm not No. I'm not totally blaming him, but she was only 13.
She was only 13.
13. Anyway, let's get back to Diddy. You know what? Let's get back to Diddy. This isn't about Amanda. Sorry, Amanda. I love you.
So, okay. So
I don't
Diddy.
Mean it like I love you. Like, you know what I mean?
Not like
Diddy
I don't
love.
Like
you, don't
love
like,
you.
You don't like Diddy lover.
Whoa. I'm not talking to no little sex worker.
Is that the new term? Diddy love?
That's Diddy love.
Yeah, Diddy love.
You love me or you Diddy love me?
Diddy love.
Hell no. Oh, so. Okay, so I mean to kind of rap, not even rap, but to
let's rap.
No,
let's rap.
Bad subject.
Let's rap in my bedroom.
Bad. No,
wrap it up.
Drink this.
No, I'm sure you wanted to wrap it up.
you look thirsty.
No.
You want a drink?
No.
Let's party.
Hell no.
I even take you shopping. I'll pay for everything.
Fuck that. Unless you go to the swap meet.
I've been doing gay shit.
So I definitely think there's some truth to it, right? I definitely think there's some truth to it until obviously everything comes out. Evidence-wise and...
How many? Let me see how many people die during this case.
Right.
Witnesses and shit
well,
that
once,
come up
once
dead.
People start getting knocked off, obviously, I mean, it's guilty, right? I mean...
Uh-huh.
Which has happened in previous big cases mm-hmm. already.
The more
so.
Bodies we come
Let's
upon,
talk about the Clintons.
The more evidence we see... I know where you
self-inflicted
know.
Suicide gunshot Diddy wound to the head with a shotgun in the back of the skull.
So the thing with Diddy is like
Diddy do it. Diddy or Diddy not?
Usher's parents gave Diddy custody of him when he was only 10, supposedly.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I
have
know.
Been
I have
watching
research
some research. I've been doing research on TikTok.
What a great source. What the
fuck? It is an aggregator of resources, okay? It is an aggregator of all sources
so
of information.
Talking about reptiles and shit now.
You know?
So you done your research on TikTok?
Yes.
Way to back
and
up your...
Daily Mail. So I that Daily
so it
Mail
must be true.
Daily Mail is legit.
Why? Because they send you mail daily?
No, because that's the name of it, Daily Mail. I don't.
You probably read their shit before you read our shit, huh?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
Daily Mail. That's how I keep up on current events and what's going on in the world.
That's the conversation starter, man. Your Daily Mail, Daily Mail news feed every day.
So Anticoco's resources are Daily Mail and
TikTok.
So so two of the most
informative sites in the world. They are news aggregators. They do it for you. I don't need to search. It comes up. It just comes up in my algorithm. I got the strangest things in my algorithm, I'll tell you.
I bet you do.
We don't even need to get
into
that.
I'm dying to order the fucking freeze dried candy. I am. It's about to get me.
Never mind. We got frozen candy.
It's about to get me.
Just truck to the freezer.
They don't have that kind.
Truck to the freezer, pull it out, let it dry. It's freeze dried.
Puff up. It's good. It looks like, you know.
That's called spoiled. Fucking rotten. Okay? That puffed up candy that was flat before, that shit is not good.
You open up the package and it pops.
Yeah, everybody likes it. Everybody likes it.
Yeah, that's what Diddy said. Damn, what a bring that back.
Oh my God. The more booties we come upon, the more evidence we see.
So
I know and you know.
So as you guys
Diddy
know, right?
Like some assholes. What? What? Well, I'm sorry. Let me wipe that.
We're only clapping like this, guys.
What does it sound like when Diddy claps?
Damn!
Did you guys hear that one? That one audio of him and I forget the other person where they were supposed to be having some butt sex, and they recorded it, and these guys that were playing it on their podcast. And
what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh man, I wish I could remember the guy's name who
probably got, they probably died already.
Probably.
So. Yeah, if they were friends with Diddy, probably.
Got COVID booty.
Dead. Aneurysms and mysterious deaths and all of these tell-all books.
Came from. That's where COVID booty came from.
You guys, that's where COVID came from. Everybody COVID in the booty. World has been to Epstein Island.
Only know one about the booty section.
Yeah, I only know one person who had COVID booty.
You know what? No.
We know two people now.
Dude, yeah.
I didn't have COVID booty.
You're coming with me.
I didn't have the stomach
flu. Malachi.
I didn't have the stomach flu.
Have you ever seen Children of the Corn?
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants you too, Malachi.
Thank
you, Dom.
Jokes.
Dom agrees with me that the freeze-dried candy is bomb. I'm
Shut
going
up,
to
Dom.
Order
Nobody
it.
Cares.
I'm ordering
Dom.
It. I love
Dom,
you.
It's cool, Dom.
You're the best, Dom. You're my favorite. And you're number one. And you know what? When I leave here, I'm going
to
bring you your GoPro. I'm giving you back
my
GoPro.
Fucking Dom.
Don't give him the cord, Dom. Do not give it to him. Don't you give it to him.
I'm going to mute her right now.
I got a question, Dom. Where's my GoPro cord?
You know what? I'm going to text it into the chat. Dom... They are muting.
Hey, bro, can
they
I borrow it back?
Muting.
Can
me
I borrow back my GoPro cord?
Give back the cord.
Shit. Guys, see, this is what happens
That's
when,
it.
You, when you mix up
Dom.
P. Diddy with
he
fucking
can't find
minimum
it.
Wage
Don't ever
and
find
fucking
it.
CCF. You
it's
get
lost
all this
forever.
Crazy shit. Right?
It's lost forever.
That's the COVID booty talking over.
Yeah,
here.
It's cool.
You had COVID booty too, just
I
last
week. I
did
not
week.
Have COVID.
Yes,
prove
you
it.
Did.
Prove
yes,
it.
You did.
Prove it.
I'm the youngest one here, and I'm like trying to be the mediator and shit. I'm like, no, you did this. Man, both y'all shut the fuck up. God damn, man.
This is what's going to be like in the old folks home. You don't win friends with salad. It takes old couch. Just
oh, shit. Look at that.
What?
I'm just going to have to get you a new GoPro one day.
Oh my God.
Dom,
you better delete that message,
bro,
Dom.
What are
you saying, Dom? Dom.
All right.
Don't ever. You know what?
Just
I'm.
Give me
how
a,
do we delete
cool.
that
you know
message?
Don't even give me a GoPro. Just get me a drone with a camera on it and I'll be good.
No. Damn, what fucking kind of upgrade?
Don't listen
what kind
to
of
him.
Bullshit is that?
Do you get drones with cameras
see what
cheaper
you've done
than GoPros
to him? You
nowadays?
See what you've done? He's such a
I'm
nice
helping
person.
Him out.
Now he feels obligated.
Yes.
Nah, that's my purry.
Since
we saw
you, Dom, here on the chat.
You know what, Dom?
Dom, by the way, you killed it, bro.
Told you, dog.
On CCF.
Yes,
you did.
I had all the faith in you.
You did
you know,
your
we,
thing,
we
man.
We had some original artists come out, but, bro, like, you came out.
Did your
and
thing.
And with that full band behind you, bro, you definitely killed that. And I think you had the most people dancing at that point.
Aww.
Yes.
Didn't
he?
Of course
yeah, he did.
So,
don't ever doubt yourself, bro.
Especially that one hippie chick over on the left
bro,
side of the stage.
Wild as fuck.
Because she didn't start dancing until Dom came out to sing.
Oh, because she wanted to hit
it. She wanted to hit it.
She wanted to feel the shit.
She wanted some Diddy love.
Yeah, she was, you know what? Basically, that means that Dom was about to get molested.
Did he love her?
But it's it's dope, man. Not Diddy dope, but you know.
You know what it is? It's Diddy dope.
Diddy dope put you to sleep and make your butt hurt.
Whoa!
Oh, hey, we're gonna segue this and not making your butt hurt.
I'm just saying. All right.
It's you called Flories, not roofies.
I gotta take these motherfuckers not letting
down,
me into
down,
that
down. While, but. Red Knight going down, 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 down.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Once again, guys, you're listening to the Paul Raw Show here on Island City, where
Diddy
Biatch meets the
Striots at Diddy's house.
No, Diddy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. See, that's what they say. No, Diddy. No, Diddy.
I said that on purpose. So feedback on that.
Please.
We've succeeded, man. We got your wife off the chat.
Because the Merry Monarch is on.
So that's a big thing every year. Shout out to all those people that watch Merry Monarch every year.
I am a Kahiko dancer. That is the first hula I ever learned. I'm with it. Enjoy it.
Yes. But we only got a few minutes left here, guys. Thank you for the Diddy input.
Thank you for the diddles about Diddy.
I had to say because it was
the
little
diddle,
thing that
I bet you're
diddle.
The only person who's ever said thank
diddle,
you for
diddle,
the Diddy
diddle,
input.
My go son Sean doing all kinds of shit that's wrong. Now we got the police and his dog.
Oh yeah. All right, guys.
Serious topic.
Okay.
No. Don't make it too serious.
Not too serious. It's something that we do every show. Is the recommendation part.
Oh.
And Skogo, do you have anything coming up comedic wise?
Oh man,
anything?
You know what? I've just been hanging out at the galley on Tuesday nights to do the open mic over there. You know, I'm brand new. I'm not on anybody's lineup yet.
Yeah,
you
where's
know,
the galley?
Galley at the marina in J Street in Chula Vista?
Oh,
that old ass
no
place.
Shit.
Yes, Tuesday nights they do stand up comedy shows and then they do an open mic, which I join because I'm
Tuesday
not on
nights?
Anybody's lineup yet.
What time?
I think it starts at 7.
I know where I'm going Tuesday night.
And then after the open mic, they do karaoke. So it's very chill. Karaoke. Yes, karaoke. You cannot say karaoke.
Yeah, why I say karaoke all the time?
It's karaoke.
It's karaoke.
It's karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's karaoke.
Karaoke.
It's karaoke. Sometimes okay. Sometimes not okay. But every time karaoke.
That's not what they said to Diddy.
Every time good. Oh!
None of the time it's okay, Diddy.
What does it sound like at Diddy's house? Help.
Damn.
No, I was just like, hey, does this smell like chloroform? You ain't going nowhere.
Bum, bum, bum.
I can't
be stopped now.
Your asshole tonight.
Go ahead. Back to your comedy.
Oh, so Tuesday nights I go hang out at the galley on J Street and I do the open mic nights over there. I'm trying to get into the open mic at La Jolla Comedy Store. That's also on Tuesday nights, but it's a lottery. And then hopefully, I don't know, we'll see what's happening.
Want me to
in the
talk
next
to my
few
boy
weeks.
Polly? Try to get you in.
Where?
La Jolla Comedy Store.
Liar.
Pauly Shore is my boy.
You lie to me.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't never said this shit.
You lie.
I never had to.
You are lying.
You sound like Diddy right now.
You are. You better tell him to friend
me
on Instagram.
Smell this
and
for
call me.
Me.
Let me see. Does it smell like Pauly Shore? I'll do it.
Yeah, all right. Oh shit. We lost one. We lost. Oh shit. Where'd she go? Oh shit. Damn.
I'm just kidding. I didn't go to Diddy's house.
She went to Polly's house.
This is what it was like if you go to Polly's house. You get back up though.
Nice. After 2 days.
Not at Diddy's. Not right.
Mark,
you never get
you
up at Diddy's.
Up,
take a nap for life.
You got anything coming up special?
Dirt nap. I do not. I do not have anything special. No,
special.
Nothing, man. Nothing that I'm going to talk about right now.
Oh, so you got some things in the work, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. But I won't disclose until it's concrete.
We can't disclose, you know? Right. Like P. Diddy, we can't be disclosing any of the details.
And Coco, just she's up
it's
now.
A
she's
dream.
Definitely up. She's it's awake. You're going to see her live 3 a.m. Everybody sleep, got to go to work tomorrow and shit.
That was definitely some sativa, not some
like,
indica.
Hey, is everybody awake? I'm live. Ask me anything.
Yeah, go to sleep. Does this smell like
chloroform? No, hey. No. Nobody's trying to go to sleep around Diddy, okay?
All right.
Nobody's trying to go to sleep around Diddy.
Shit, I don't know.
Because everybody that's asleep.
They're not trying to, but they had no choice.
Whoa. Hey, would you like to
sound like Debo on fucking Friday? Whoa. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Craig.
Go to sleep, little bitch.
Good night.
Go to sleep, Craig.
Nighty night, Mr.
Put
Rabbit.
You sleep like I did your daddy.
I just want to give a shout out real quick to 56 Hope. They did a show down here in San Diego, but they have a couple singles out recently off their new album. Their Bainty album. 20 years of music. So I'm glad to see that. Shout out to them. Their music has elevated and definitely left an impact on Chamorro culture and music scene. So shout out to them. They have agreed, and Mark can attest to this, that they will be on the show once the album's about to drop.
Yes.
And we have something in the works that we're planning out right now. We're planning something.
Yes.
It's going to be super special.
It's going to be big. Exclusive. You're going to want to be there.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely want to be there and support. But once everything gets rolled out and once the album is about to come out, we'll definitely release that.
Yes.
But shout out to them. I just want to shout them out because the music is great. But, I mean, that's pretty much it for me. I ain't got nothing special.
You know, I'm glad you actually reminded me, and I feel bad I didn't remember this, but I do want to send a shout out. Thank you to the John Dank Show.
Oh, shout JDS.
To
Jonah Hanum.
Hanum. Jonah Hanum. Dom, of course. Shabby.
Jay.
And Jason J. And Halle. For coming out, being a part of our CCF this year, man. They came in, they did their thing. And, man, for a minute there, I thought I was going to have to call them and cancel them because of the weather. But they came out anyways, and they came out ready to do their thing, and they did it, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate them being a part of it.
Solid, man.
Yeah. That's just it's a good example of boys giving some time back to their community, man. And
when you say boys, these top-notch motherfuckers
that
are playing with all your favorite groups at this point.
They are definitely professional musicians in every aspect of the word professional musician. So
fire.
Yeah.
Stars.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. Well, cool, guys. You guys got anything else before we kind of head out?
No.
Shit.
She was going to make a P. Diddy joke about head out.
No, what he wants to do is head in.
I'm just going to put this in here.
Auntie Coco's going to be... So for those in San Diego, make sure you guys check her out. I think, Mark, we're going to try and head out
Tuesday night.
Yeah. We're going to be the drunk motherfuckers looking homeless as shit.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be great. Because everybody there just eats dinner and leaves. And then by the time I go up at the open mic, there's maybe about 7 people there.
Oh, we're not even going to eat. We're just going to get drunk.
Yeah. I'll buy you a round.
Oh, she's professional. That's why I'm on.
That's right.
She's motherfucking professional.
That's right. She can comp the bill, bro.
It's hard out there being a pimp.
She's got connections on open mic night.
I do. Open mic night.
She got connections on open mic night.
I'm plugged in.
All right, guys. Well,
Bad Boys for Life.
We're going to be back next week. I think we might have a special guest next week.
Bad Boys for Life.
A special guest next week?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I hope so.
Okay.
So another comedian, fellow comedian that was also at CCF.
Yes.
Potentially. But if not, we're going to have somebody regardless, but
and we will have a personal best next week as well.
Oh, fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
And, so we got some good stuff planned for next week.
Yeah, so we're back at it, guys. We just got to get through some things and a whole bunch of shit going on in Mesh tomorrow month. So we're busy. We're out here helping everybody out and trying to do our best and But we're our back.
Whoa.
Oh, Mark's GoPro just went out.
Oh, probably because I don't have the charging cord.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's our cue to get out of here, guys.
Good night.
I'm going to go on this GoPro.
Rude.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Until next week, y'all. Esta later.
Shoots.